views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Benny.
Hi.
Hello, Benny.
Hi, welcome back, ladies.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Always good to see you.
You too.
And of course, we're here with Mary Jane. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she is a holistic intuitive. Her background is in nursing. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and has been doing the TAP system since 1992. The Accelerated Performance System, which is a means of muscle testing your body, locating your deficiencies, recommending a whole food nutrition supplement, which gets in, repairs, balances your body, and brings you back into balance so you can be the best you can be. And today, we are talking about preparing for the summer and feeling your best. Hello, Mom.
Hello, Nancy.
Oh, let me just say this. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, as she will be taking your calls. So we're talking about if you have a question about yourself, about your little one, about your children, about a family member, dog, cat, horse. She is here to help you. So that's what we all want to feel our best. The weather's good. The kids are out of school. People got family vacations, family reunions.
Lots happening.
Lots going on.
So what we're talking about today, preparing for the summer and being the best you could be, what I want you to think about is looking back at your past 6 months and what has it been like, not just for you, but for your family, your kids, just everything, everyone around you in general. Are you living the life that you deserve and the best quality life that you can? Think about yourself. How is your energy? Because during school, most people are just going and running and got one activity after the other. So during that time, are you able to handle that? Do you come out of that feeling as good as you went into it?
Well, I know. It's like all the kids go to school. I took my niece. She has dance on Mondays. So I took her to her dance rehearsal practice, her dance class. And in this dance studio, there are just like 50 to 60 little kids. They're everywhere. They're all in their little dance outfits. And my thought was, and this is like at 6:30 at night, when do these children you know, have a balanced meal, get some free time, get some play time. But it seems nowadays everybody goes from school to 8 gazillion activities.
Exactly.
And we're always on the go.
And a lot of those little kids in dance, they're in it for the long run. They're not in one class. They're in two or three classes.
Oh, yeah. These little girls, 5 and 6 years old. Yeah. I was listening to them. She said, I was looking up on videos on how to, you know, better my calf muscles. And I mean, just the two of them, they sounded so grown up and they were so into their little dance that they got up from their little couch and started walking on their toes across the room to their class. I thought, oh, man.
So look at your children. Besides looking at yourself, I want you to take a general picture the past 6 months. How are things going in your family? And what about your kids? Are they getting through school okay? Are they struggling? Are they anxious? I mean, I see little 6, 7-year-olds who are having anxiety and panic attacks at school. Are they able to be able to comprehend what they're learning? Are they having difficulty? You know, the difference with kids versus adults, kids don't really know when they're out of balance. kids just go along. They don't know the difference. It's like if you need glasses. When you're a kid, you think that's what you see is normal. And maybe it's not till you have your eye examined and then you get glasses and you see a whole different world. Well, it's the same thing with how they feel. They really don't. Sometimes it's hard for them to describe if they have a stomach ache or what's going on with their tummy. And you could ask questions, but you often don't really get to what is it, because they don't know. They don't know how to explain it. So when I talk to parents, when parents bring their kids in, we're able to figure out exactly what's going on with them, whether it's their digestion and they need a little help, if they're having trouble learning, what they need to tune up their brain and sharpen them.
Or athletes, if they're in a lot of activities like soccer or tennis or what's that other one with our cousin's really good at it. Lacrosse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lacrosse, very popular, but, you know, that's another activity.
It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a school thing, whether it's a performance thing, whether it's doing whatever activity they love to do. If they're struggling with it, there is an easier way to remedy that and see what might be causing that. And then with nutrition, can tune them up and get them back on track. Kids change dramatically very, very quickly, and they need very little nutrition to do it. And then it's just a matter of every now and then you tune them up, you check them. But if they're doing strenuous athletic activity and say they're having trouble they want to be better and they're struggling with something, well, we could figure out exactly what it is and help them with whether it's nutrition or emotional clearing, or if they should need body work, we refer them to Feldenkrais therapy method and Jeff Haller, who does outstanding work with making athletes better and helping them perform better.
Well, the other thing, teenagers, acne. I know that's a huge problem.
Number one problem with young kids.
I mean, nobody wants to have,
The young kids.
The girls
and the guys, they're the same. They don't. They just want to hide.
Well, and you just want to be able to blend in. So acne sometimes is a very.
Oh yeah, I have young people who have had that. We put them on the nutrition program, and as long as they're taking the state, put on the program and recheck and make sure everything's right on target, and they do great.
What is it? Can I ask? What's the cause of?
It could be different things. It could be kidney issue, that your kidney just needs nutrition to repair. It could be digestive issues. It could be like a virus in the system. So it varies what it is. So it's a matter of identifying it, using the correct nutrition to correct it, and then the body can heal.
Yeah, because I know some people, sometimes it's the food we eat, but you can't keep taking away all the food if you're not correcting. I mean, the food, taking away some food will help. It's kind of like if you have a bowel gallbladder. Taking away some food helps, but you're really not getting to the root cause of what the problem is.
Exactly, and it can be definitely a bile duct gallbladder issue. Whenever you have a bile duct issue, say, and your bile duct is a tooth, the bile duct is part of the liver. The liver produces bile. That bile goes through the gallbladder into the gut, into the intestine to break down your food and digest your food. If that bile duct, I score everything from 0 to 10. If it's a 2, that means that bile duct is not working. You're not getting the bile through the system. And it's probably one of the worst things that you can have. It's like having food poisoning all the time. So now you have allergies, especially to wheat. I mean, I've had clients come in and they go and have allergy tests and they're allergic to just about everything. I've had a young fellow recently, he's 25, and he was having so much trouble, and then he went and was tested, and they cut out practically everything he was eating. So now he was pretty much a vegetarian. He was thin anyway. He lost 12 pounds and not feeling good, nothing really working right. And he came in to see me, and he had the bile duct that was a 2 and a gallbladder issue. And all we did was work on that bile duct. When your bile duct's a 2, you can't handle wheat. You can't handle dairy. And you really have more severe reaction to it. So you're going to have the acne. You're going to have all the side effects, the gas, the bloating. So once we identified what his issue was and got his body working, giving nutrition to get that bile duct and the liver healthy again, and getting the gallbladder open, everything started to change. And it was like, for him, it was a miracle. Because now he could see hope, and eventually it told him he didn't have to be on a strict diet. Certain foods he might always want to watch, like the dairy and the heavy wheat, but he was not going to be limited like he was before he started the program.
Because you've taken care of the root cause, not taking care, just covering up with the symptoms.
What's the fun part now? I've had lots of young fellas, and I'm talking like 18 to 25. They, to me, are another group that is so much fun because some of them have had things for many years, like 8 years. And this other client, because of his results, he's sending all his friends in. And the results they have so quickly to change, it's so rewarding to see them willing to do it, willing to do exactly what they're supposed to do, and be happy to do it.
Be compliant and happy.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Well, I remember you had come home and had said, oh, it was such a great day. I had these young guys. And then this young guy referred his friend. And the friend came in and he said, I have no idea what you do. I have no idea.
My friend said,
just do whatever you say.
Yeah, she said she's going to use your arm. And whatever she says, she's going to tell her to take this. And would do just do it. And I had a gentleman yesterday that was referred by another client. And he's had a condition now for 6 months. And when he was talking to his friends, they said, oh, you got to go see Mary Jane. You got to go see her. And he said, I started to get a really good feeling when they were talking about you. And so he came in and I said, well, did they tell you what I do? And they said, nope, they just said, you're going to do this magic thing and you're going to tell me how many pills to take and how long I need to take them. And I'm just supposed to do it. And so after I explained and went through it, he was like, he said, now I feel like I have hope again. I have hope. He didn't have any hope before. So it's pretty exciting to see the stories and the changes that I see every day.
Well, the excitement and the clients that are happy to be there, and some who don't necessarily understand how it works, because there's probably a lot of people who don't understand and think, well, that's a little sketchy, I'm not sure. But they take that leap of faith, and then pretty soon it's like, oh, my God, it's a miracle. It's the miracles. She's performing the miracle.
Well, and when they come in, they might not understand it, but after I explain it and then I relate it to what's going on with them, it totally makes sense, because then they'll remind me of other things that they have exactly like what I'm talking about. So it's like you draw the lines. Everything, you might have 10 symptoms, but it still goes back to the top 2 or 3.
Yeah, the 2 or 3, what's the cause? What's causing those symptoms? Okay, if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
If it's a Monday or Friday night, if it's a highway,
are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals, where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
But I won't be asleep, don't you worry about me. You get to wondering if I'm all alone.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Today we are talking about preparing for summer and feeling your best. That means you, your spouse, significant other, your children, your pupsters, your parents, your aunts, your whoever that may be who's having babies. A little bit off time. Now is your opportunity with Mary Jane to get some questions answered. So if you do have a question, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And we were just talking about all the boys, all the gentlemen that have been showing up at Mary Jane's office the past couple of weeks. Basically, by referral.
Hey. Oh, everybody's by referral.
I mean, you have a referral because what you do works.
And from the radio.
Yeah. So you get the results. Everybody can't believe it. And so everybody sends their friends in. But it is cute how the guys will go in and say, I don't know what you do, but I'm just here. Tell me what I need to do, and I'll do exactly what you tell me.
Or their wife sends them in. The other part is the wife sends the guys in. And I say, well, I know you're here because your wife sent you in. And then I hear this all the time. Well, Sandy told me about you 2 years ago. I don't know why I didn't come. And I always say, everything is on purpose. You come when you're supposed to.
And so
you're ready.
And sometimes, you know, you got to want to be there. I think those people... Some of those guys are like, yeah, well, my wife said I need to be here. I think deep down, they really want to be there, too. They just don't want to admit they want to be there because everybody wants to feel good.
No, once they get there, it's like, I got them. Because once I explain what's going on, that it makes sense to them, and it's like they're in. Because I don't work with people that aren't that aren't ready. If they're not ready, we don't even start them.
Yeah, don't want to attempt. But the other thing is you don't have to live in Washington State to actually see Mary Jane, as she has clients all over the United States that she deals with. And so a lot of those are phone consultations. And the way she does that is she's able to tap into your energy. You know how you're thinking about your grandma, and all of a sudden, maybe 10 minutes later, phone rings and it's grandma. You've made that energetic connection, and so that's what she does with you. She taps into what's going on in your body, finds out your deficiencies, and then recommends the nutrition product that gets in, repairs, supports, and brings you back into balance. So it's a gift. She has a gift.
It's a great gift. Great gift. So when we're when you're looking at your family and looking at everything, look for the nitty gritty. Don't be fussy. Don't take the simple things for being, oh, that's normal, that's okay. Not having energy, like I see teenagers and they say, well, I don't have any energy, but I never have any energy. So they actually don't even know what it's like to feel good. And I think that it's really interesting. And the parents will say the same thing. She's tired all the time, but they think that's normal.
Well, they think, oh, that's just being a teenager.
Yeah. Well, they think that's, again, it's just what they get used to. So,
all right. We are going to go to the phones. And Kathy has a question for Mary Jane. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Well, actually, I talked to her last month. I called in. My mom, Kate Tuttle, she has chronic UTI infections, and she has a lot of burning, and she's had antibiotics many times, and they never seem to quite clear up the problem.
I remember talking to you last month. Yeah.
Yeah, you told me she had a toxic stomach and inflamed kidneys, and I was wondering if there was something that I could give her, like a supplement.
Well, the idea with your mom, why I don't mention particular supplements or what to take is you really need to be monitored when you do to get better, because there's more than one piece to it. And so, you know, something that might help her a little bit is some apple cider vinegar. But she's got a really toxic stomach. And the best way to do that is, like, we could do a phone consultation, and I would tell you exactly what she needs to do, because it's the follow-up. It's not just telling you what to do, because if things don't go right, you don't do it. But I can monitor and tell you exactly what to do, because when you have a toxic stomach, I think I talked to you about the drains, though.
You mentioned that.
Your drains aren't right. That's something you can do that would help her. When the drains aren't right, you're breathing in those gases, or if you're microwaving, you breathe in those gases, and that's what's giving her the toxic stomach. And when those toxins are in the stomach, you might feel nauseated, she might not have a good appetite, but they go through the kidney and the bladder and cause inflammation, and that's why her bladder is so irritated. And you could treat that with antibiotics from now till forever, and it doesn't work. I see it all the time. You've got to take care of the stomach, and then the bladder will get better. And when older people have bladder issues, that it's major, because it causes them mentally to be off, not to remember, to sometimes kind of be disorientated, have problems walking. There's a lot of other side effect issues that go along with that.
Okay, so I should start with cleaning the drains.
You should start with cleaning the drains and think about giving us a call. Talk to Rhonda. It wouldn't be that difficult. I would be able to take care of her over the phone. She wouldn't have to come in, but I would give her exactly what she needs to get her back on track. And it takes a few visits. Takes a few visits to do that, but if you're going to live, you might as well be the best you can be, right?
Exactly. That's what I think. And then, you know what? I was wondering, too, do you think if I got, like, a pure air machine for her to help clean the air, would that help her?
That helps, too. I like Echo Quest air filters. Those a lot of them out there aren't very good. So, but that would help. But I'm telling you, the drains are huge. And do you microwave?
No.
Okay. That's perfect. But it wouldn't take that much to get her on track. And often it doesn't even take a lot of nutrition. Because sometimes older people or people, when they don't feel good, can't take a lot. So,
right.
So
it's about baby steps.
Well, and it doesn't, I'm telling you, it's been a month now, and she's still got it and still going through the same cycle. And we could have had that taken care of. So give us a call.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thanks,
Kat. For calling, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Well, and the other thing is you can recommend the nutrition, but like you said, after they start taking it for a week or two, they might start feeling good, but then come to a plateau, and there might need to be some adjustments. There might be something off.
My goal is not to just tell people, just give you a name of something they take. My goal is to put you on a program and get you well. I have predictable results. I know that when you come in and I see... Your body tells me exactly what you need. I know that when you take what I say, what your body says, that in a certain time you're going to be better. And there's no doubt when I do this, I have no doubt that it's going to work. It works every time. As long as you follow the program, do what you're supposed to do, it's predictable results.
Oh, and then you come back, you check in for your recheck, and...
Yeah, and I check all the numbers. I do it by numbers, 0 to 10. So if you're a 2 1 week, I expect you, the next time those numbers are going to be different. You're going to be better. And if you're not better, then something else is wrong, and we can figure that out. But there's always, always an answer. I never say, try this. Let's see how this works. Those are not in my vocabulary. When you do it, it's going to work.
You just have to do what she says, because all she's getting all the information from your body is what your body needs. And she's just giving you what your body's, asking for, begging for.
Well, and it's exactly what I'm talking about today. Looking back at the past 6 months, what has your life been like? What have you put up with that you think is normal, not so bad, okay, or... that you've been to the doctor for many times, but still have the same problem.
Or years.
Yeah. So look at what's going on and how long do you want to put up with it? And when you can make a change.
There we go. Same thing for kids. Back to the, teenagers. Oh, they're always tired. They're always, they're always sleeping. And I can remember as a teenager, I would sleep till noon, but I'd actually get up and do stuff or... Never had problems with acne, but a lot of teenagers, they're just teenagers. That's what happens. Some of them get acne, some of them don't. Those are traumatic things for kids.
At the end of the school year, I had so many kids come in because they were having trouble with their, their finals were coming up. And we just put them on a program, loaded them up for brain food, and they all did great. They all did great. And a lot of those teenagers now have really busy summers. They're traveling, they're being with their other parent maybe, or they're going to camps, and they want to feel good. And I have one young fellow, and he's an Eagle Scout. He is just an amazing young man, amazing. And he is so on his program that he keeps his parents right when his appointment is due and when he's ready to come in or... He needs something, he's there, because he's seen the difference and knows how much better he feels being on the nutrition.
Yeah, he knows what it feels like to feel good. Okay, you are listening to the Mary J. Max Show. Time for us to take a short break. We'll catch you on the other side.
Music and just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blood.
blinders on.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit GwenFox.com.
You've got to have an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, a game we all play, but you need to save something for rain.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Max.
Mary Jane's the ace in the hole.
Oh, yeah. Right? That's Mom's absolute favorite country artist in the entire universe, George Strait. George Strait is her man.
He's my man. I got to see him. Nancy bought me tickets, my husband and I, tickets to see him in Arizona. Front row tickets, right there. George looked right at me and sang to me. It was great. It was great.
Way to go. I have to say, I really like George Strait, too. I haven't heard that song in forever. The ace in the hole one.
I'll have to keep bringing some back for you then.
Yeah. I like the chair. That's one of my favorites.
The chair.
Yeah. The chair. Okay. Enough about George. Even though it is a lot of fun. If you have a question for Mary Jane, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. On a side topic, I do have to say congratulations to the St. Louis Blues for the Stanley Cup playoff. Oh my gosh. What a fabulous game 7. I was so happy for the Blues. Okay. Enough hockey. I'm getting the look. Where are we going, Mary?
Well, again, we're still looking. You're still looking at where you're going and what you're doing. You know, how are you in your job? Are you the best you can be? Are you motivated? Are you looking for change? Do you think there's possibilities to improve or do something different? It's, I think, as right now is that interim time where people might be slowing down a little. So it's a good time to reflect on those things. What do you want? It's like mid-year. Instead of waiting until the end of the year, what do you want for your next 6 months? What do you want that to look like? And do you have an idea of where you're going, or are you just going every day and doing the same old thing and settling for that? There's more. There's always more.
What's your plan? What's your plan of attack?
Another thing I wanted to mention about babies. So, you know, babies that tend to be colicky they usually have a bile duct issue. And the babies are easy, again, to take care of. You give the mom nutrition, and it changes the baby quickly. But babies don't have to be fussy. And if they're fussy and uncomfortable all the time, something's wrong. And we're able to determine exactly what it is with the babies to make a difference. I had a client bring in their baby and worked on the baby a little bit energetically, and the baby was a different baby, stopped crying and was comfortable and happy, and all was good.
Oh, yeah, and babies, super simple, super easy to take care of. So if the mom is nursing, the mom takes the nutrition. Baby gets a bottle, you just crush the nutrition up into a powdery substance. I mean, it crushes up.
Well, and sometimes we can even work on the body energetically, and we don't even have to give them anything.
But, and the other thing to think about, sometimes babies need adjustments, you know, little tiny babies. People don't think about babies possibly needing help with either.
After a birth, their cranial bones are all jammed, and we do a technique called cranial release technique. So I'm able to determine exactly where the baby's at and what might be off and what needs to be addressed.
Yeah, because cranky babies lead to cranky parents, meaning...
And you don't have to have that.
You're...
And again, it's the same thing. Kids with all kinds of allergies, there's something else wrong.
Well, what about kids with lots of ear infections?
Same thing.
Tubes.
Those are all easy to correct. All easy to correct.
Easy peasy.
You identify what it is, and because their ears could be kidney, it could be bladder. It's usually not just their ears. It's something else that's causing it.
All right. Looks like we're going to go to the phones. We have Pat from Seattle. Hi, Pat. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you, Pat?
Oh, I thought the person that answered the phone took the information.
I did, but you can ask for it's for our screen purposes.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Thank you.
So how can I help you? What's your question?
I'm having problems with high blood pressure.
Okay.
And up until a month ago, I was having problems with indigestion, even if I haven't eaten in a couple of days.
Okay. You have a really bad gallbladder and bile duct. You get gassy and bloated? Heartburn?
Bloated.
Yeah. So your bile duct is a 2 and your gallbladder is a 2. That means your gallbladder, you're not producing bile to flush the gallbladder. So now when the bile goes through the gallbladder, clears the gallbladder, goes into your gut to help digest your food. When you don't have that bile, then you get bloated. The food putrefies in your gut, and that's what causes the bloating. So... But when your gallbladder and your bile duct are a 2, they're basically not functioning.
So how does that affect the blood pressure?
Having a plug in your system, and that is backing up your heart, your adrenals. It's backing up your whole system. So everything is in a stall, you might say. So you're functioning at a 2. Are you tired?
Yes.
Your joints hurt?
No.
Okay. Often your joints will hurt. People have a lot of pain in their body. They'll have shoulder pain, jaw pain.
Just being tired is no fun.
Well, you get used to the way you are. And often when I say this and then people walk away, they'll come back and say, yeah, you were right. I really do hurt. I do have this, but they don't think about it at the time. So you are a candidate to give our office a call and talk to Rhonda and get an appointment so we could get you on a program to get you cleared out and get you back to normal. How long have you been feeling like this?
Well, with blood pressure, I mean, I've had this for many years.
Yeah,
the indigestion just started about 4 months ago.
Yeah, the blood pressure could be an issue, but when you have a gallbladder thing, then it's going to be worse. It's going to be worse. So,
by taking care of the gallbladder, flushing that out, getting the bile duct taken care of, it relieves all the pressure in the body. So we're taking the cork out so that it's not messing up with all the other organs.
And then your blood pressure, that keeps you from going on higher amounts of blood pressure medication, because that's just treating the symptom at the time. You know, the doctors think you might need that. But if you take care of the other issue, then the gallbladder will come back down.
And so will your blood pressure.
Yeah.
How's that, Pat?
Okay.
Okay.
Good news?
Got some hope there. There's an answer.
Oh, that's great. That's great news.
Okay.
Give us a call, Pat. We'll take good care of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Pat. You have a good day. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. But that's kind of like if people go in for tests, they already have a bad gallbladder. All your test results are going to be...
You're going to have a thyroid that's off.
Thrown off.
People call me with the blood tests, all the values that are off. Your liver enzymes can be off. Your thyroid could be off. You could have all these things out of balance. However, it's not that. And some people will go in or the doctors will start to treat the thyroid and whatever's out of balance. And that's not the issue. You got to take care of the gallbladder. Then all the rest goes back to normal. Without doing anything.
Because you have had clients who have had bad gallbladders. They got the blood work. Your recommendation is take the nutrition protocol for 1 to 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it may be. Go in, get your blood tests reevaluated, and everything is completely changed.
Yeah, because sometimes the doctors will even want to do a liver biopsy because their enzymes have been off so badly.
And the doctors are even amazed.
Yeah, and I'd say just tell your doctor, or this is your choice. You do this program for so many weeks, and I muscle test how long, then go back to the doctor and get reevaluated. And when they go back, they want to know what they did because they're amazed that everything is back to normal.
So,
but when you have blood tests, you have to remember, I think it's 87% of blood tests are inaccurate. When you have blood tests or any test, it's that moment, that day you're having the test that they're evaluating. And you could be totally off in one day. Something could be, your kidney could be backed up. Something, you're not quite your normal self, and that's what they're basing that on.
Oh, you, toxic stomach, does that affect
your... Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so...
That's sinuses and lungs, breathing, shortness of breath. Yeah.
So that's why we're talking about feeling your best for the summer. This is a time where we have a lot of family activities and vacations and get-togethers, and the weather's good, so everybody wants to feel good. The other thing we have to remember is chemicals on the grass.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to parks. You're going to, you know.
And most parks use chemicals.
Chemicals, beaches.
Weed and feed and...
Yeah,
and
Roundup.
And even in your own yard, if you don't use those things... Doesn't mean your neighbors don't use them. And that's all in the air. They spray and you're still breathing that.
Well, and the other thing, you got to think about your pets. They're absorbing all those chemicals
in
through their
paws.
Pads.
Yeah, when you take them for walks and on other people's lawn.
Just all things to be aware of.
Yeah.
You know, obviously people need to take care of their weeds. And
I'm determined to pull one weed at a time.
Yes. But there's organic things out there that you can use for your lawn.
Yeah, for your lawn.
But some people are going to use those chemicals. But you just have to be aware. If you're putting the chemicals on the grass, don't let the dog out on that particular patch of grass until it's been absorbed, it rains. Then send even the kids. You don't want the kids out there rolling around those chemicals.
The best thing is not to use the chemicals, to find a better way to do it. So... Because there's always complications for it. Always. So.
Okay. Now where are we going? Mom?
Again, it's like, write down a list now of what do you want in your life? What does that feel like? Are you energetic? Could you do what you want? I mean, can you, like me, can you ride horses? Can you, or are you having trouble getting out of your chair? It's like, it doesn't matter how old you are, what you do in your life. It shouldn't be, I was with someone not too long ago, and they talked about, oh, my mom hurt her back went out, and she's really active. She does yoga and does all these things, and she was in her 70s. But, you know, she's getting older now, so I don't know what could happen. And I kind of stopped him in his tracks and said, wait a minute. Because your mom does all these things, and because she's getting older, you think there's a limit on what she can do, and that's totally wrong. It's there's an answer for why, what caused her back to go out. She actually had a kidney stone, and you just correct that, and there's no reason that she can't be in her 80s or more and do whatever she wants to do. Yesterday, I saw a clip of a 103-year-old woman winning a race, a marathon. So there you go.
Wow. How old?
103.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's done it many times. Yeah.
Well, that's... Wow, running.
At 103.
103.
I think that is the most.
And you know, I can't even imagine.
She actually looked pretty good. She looked good.
How long did it take her?
I didn't get the details. It actually was on Facebook. It was pretty.
Well, good for her. Yeah. God bless her for getting out there and doing it.
That's what you want in your life. You don't want anything to slow you down. You don't want to wait for till you retire to do anything either. You want to live your life and live every day and enjoy it.
You don't want to be sitting in a chair all day in a room staring at the four walls. You want to be out experiencing life. Wow. So make your list. What's on your list of what's not working for you in your life? If you have a question, I would highly recommend you all take advantage. Mary Jane's here, 1-800-930-2819. The other thing, you can give Mary Jane's office a call and talk to Rhonda at 888-777-4232.
And with kids, or with even with adults, often when they have panic or anxiety attacks, that comes from an emotional hit to the heart. So that means maybe sometimes something happened that they took in an emotion and stored it in their heart. And it could have been an experience at school. It could have been something they heard. It could have been real or not real, but it doesn't matter. It's how they took it in. And then they start to experience this anxiety and anxiousness when they go to school. They can't handle things and they get nervous and cry. So that, again, that's easy to change. And once I muscle test and figure out where it's come from, then you will know it makes sense what's gone on or what happened to them. Could even be they lost a pet. It's every emotion you experience, you store. And when you store that in your body, eventually it creates physical symptoms.
Looks like we're going to go to the phone.
Sure, we can do that.
Joanne, what's your question for Mary Jane?
This is Joan. Joanne?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So it's about cataracts. So I've had a secondary cataract.
Yes.
And I'm wondering what causes the film.
What causes it?
Yeah, what causes the film to, some people get them and some people don't.
Yeah, sometimes it has to do more with chemicals in the system or chemicals in the environment that cause that. And then you have more of a tendency toward it. So did you have the film removed?
Yeah, had the
laser.
The secondary, yes, the laser.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. So for you, 1, 2, 3. Another thing is sometimes it's kidney, things going on in your kidney, that you your kidney gets full of sludge, or you have a tendency to store things in your kidney. That can add to the cataract or eye issues. Definitely.
Okay.
So, yeah. How otherwise, are you healthy?
Yeah.
Good.
And I was going to ask about skin. And then also ask about, or give you a comment that your program a while ago was about emotions. And
yes.
I just love that.
Oh, good, good.
So ask you to repeat that at some point.
Okay, that I'm, you know, we love to hear from you. And like my Facebook page, Mary Jane Mack LLC.
Okay.
And we like to hear from everyone out there and give us suggestions on what you would like to hear. Totally, that's great. So, Joanne, the other thing I'm picking up on you is your kidney and your bladder. And so you need to do your drains. You've heard me talk about the drains?
And the drains are not good?
No, you need to clean your drains.
And that can kidney and bladder, that can affect your skin, can it?
Yeah, and the kidney and bladder affects your skin. So what I'm picking up on you is your kidney and bladder, but you need to do your drains first, and that will help your kidney and bladder quite a bit.
And that's an easy fix.
So do you have something going on with your skin?
No, just the age spots, just normal, what we call it normal aging, you know, with wrinkles and
yeah.
age spots.
Well, and that definitely has a lot to do with kidney, keeping your kidneys healthy. So it's all about, otherwise you test good, but your drains are hurting you and that could cause you problems. So just clean up your drains.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You have a great day. And the remedy for the drains, Mary Jane?
Is a fourth a cup of baking soda and 2 cups of white vinegar. And you put the baking soda down and then you pour in the vinegar and then 20 minutes later you can either boil hot water or run really hot water to flush them. If you have not done your drains in a while, you may need to repeat it every couple of days for 3 or 4 times to get a good start on it. If you live in an apartment or a condo, your drains are always going to be worse. So you have to do it more often, especially the shower. And if you live on the water, your drains are worse. And you have to do them. Often people could do them every month. Sometimes a little bit can go longer. But if you live in the water, condo, or apartment, you have to do them for sure every month.
So why is that?
Because the gases and the gases back up.
No, for what?
When you're in an apartment?
No, on the water.
On the water seeps underground. And there's more... more vapor to it. It's like anybody that lives on the water, they usually have a little more issue with, like, could be mold or it could be just the drains backing up and getting more grime and sludge down them.
Well, that's a very good hint. They might have beautiful views, but might have
better drains. Well, as long as you can, it's drains are like a major problem. If you clean them up, and it's like kids who get colds all the times and sniffles and allergies, if you do your drains, you probably are going to take care of a lot of that.
Well, not the same thing.
Or sinuses.
We've talked about with the pets, too. You know, if your pets are scratching constantly, ears, body, got to do your drains.
Well, that's how you get the toxic stomach, remember? That irritates your bladder and kidney and starts that whole cycle. Then people have sinus problems, they have ear problems, they have eye problems.
Lots of different issues. But no, I do have to say, if there's a topic you would like to hear about on a future upcoming show, please go to Mary Jane Mack's Facebook page, Mary Jane Mack LLC, and let us know what you want to hear about.
And like our page.
The page and let us know what topics interest you so we can bring you the
like
information.
Like Joanne with the emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can bring you the information that you want to hear about or want more information about, but we'd love to know what your ideas and thoughts and suggestions would be for our topics for the show.
And what you like.
Yeah, because there's times when we say, what are we going to talk about? And
the thing is, what we want to, it's what do we think people would like
want
to hear?
To hear about.
Yeah.
So,
because in my head, I have like this so much. Sometimes I need like this file editor to sort it out.
Yeah. So you, the listeners, are the best person to give us the help to let us know what you would like to hear about. Any other?
So don't let life pass you by. Take action and step up and make a difference. make a difference today, not when you're too late.
Don't wait. It's so easy. What Mary Jane, the technique, the TAPS system, it's so easy. Muscle testing your body. Your body gives Mary Jane the answers. You take the whole food nutrition supplement, and you can be feeling better in a matter of weeks. Why wait?
Yeah.
Why wait? Mary Jane's office number again is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Mary Jane.
So, again, don't wait. Be the best you can be in every area of your life, whatever it is. It could be your health. It could be your emotional state. It could be what you want in your life and where you're going. Dream big and follow your dream.
We'd like to thank everybody for listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We hope you have a great month, and we will see you in July.
Well, excuse me, but I think you've got my chair. No, that one's not taken. I don't mind if you sit here. I'll be glad to share. Yeah, it's usually packed here on Friday nights. Oh, if you don't mind, could I talk you out of a lie?